Hey everybody, welcome to Eureka Street Creative Podcast. This is episode number 510, and I'm doing things a little differently this time. It's been a while since I've broadcasted, and I know I keep going back and forth between, oh, I'm going to broadcast every day, and then, oh, I'm going to only have guests on, and then, you know, I don't know. It just, you know, life is funny, and this is just an experimental show, which is exactly, you know, all it is, and yeah, I'm poking around different technologies. And lately I've had like a new fire for stuff. You know, I went to ETH Denver. I randomly applied for the DAO Punks cohort 4 grant, which was one ETH that I was awarded. And I've been trying to open up a skate park lately and my own business. I'm completely out of the hose plant business. So I'm out of the corporation business, and I've just been relying solely on my freelance video editing and production skills. While I wait to try to open the skate park business, there's a lot going on. So this grant really helped out a lot. But I have had, because of this grant, not quite the urgency to only do bread and butter jobs, which is amazing. And it's given me the time and I guess the financial leeway to be able to do things like experiment and take on jobs that I normally wouldn't take on because they would be low in price, you know, in estimate, and you know, in a lot of work. So a lot of not enough juice for the squeeze, basically, but it's allowed me to experiment with different technologies and to focus my efforts primarily into Web3 type of work and in DAO work. And so there's, I've taken some jobs via some people I've met on Farcaster, the Many Such Cases podcast, which has been really cool. And then now I'm getting ready to start a job, like gig, right, for a show called the State of People. And it came across through a friend of mine, Crystal Street, who's a journo DAO homie, and she sent me this bounty caster ad. And so Farcaster, if you don't know, it's a sufficiently decentralized social media platform. It's basically Web3 entering the social media space. And I think it's one of the few that is really starting to garner a lot more people in. And yeah, so they recently got valued for a grant of $1 billion. So, you know, I mean, it's starting to blow up. But anyway, let's go over here to my screen, and let me take you over to Farcaster. And this is the person here who is working on this particular project that I'm going to experiment with, Riley Beans. And let's see here. Riley Beans is wanting to start a project called The State of People, and this is here the channel on Hypersub, and Hypersub is also a Web3 subscription service that people can subscribe to and receive, you know, monthly. You know, here you'll receive recaps of each show, clip airdrops from the speakers, and whatever schemes. Some people do newsletters, they do NFT drops. There's all types of things on Hypersub in here. So here's Hypersub with fabric.xyz. Oh, hold on, let me move the screen out in case you're watching this so you can kind of see more of it. And I'll get to the point here in a second, so bear with me. But so this is Hypersub, and these are all different channels you can subscribe to. Coop Records Club, they do music drops every month. Paperboy, it looks like a Zora NFT collection. Somebody here does marketing services. I can't remember which one it is. But there's all types of stuff. And, you know, there's Club Ted. She's one of the hosts on the Many Such Cases podcast, and they do in real life experiences, brand deals, NFT drops. She does. And then we have, you know, Terminally on Chain, which is artwork drops. All types of different things on Hypersub. It's pretty interesting. Here's the Many Such Cases podcast that I've been editing on a weekly basis lately. and Gorilla Sun. I'm subscribed to Gorilla Sun. Some pretty cool NFT drops for some artwork that I think is pretty cool using JavaScript and stuff like that. So yeah, there's some pretty interesting people and projects you can subscribe to. Now, here's the state of people. This one that I will be working on for the time being and doing this live stream. Now, what attracted me about this live stream was every tool that this person is going to be using to create this live stream is open source and or Web3 based. So what I mean by that is basically they're going to be using, let's see here, Video Ninja. And Video Ninja is open source and it allows you to, you know, create a room, add multiple cameras, bring in guests. You can remote screen share into OBS, and I'll get into OBS here in a second. So it's pretty cool. So what that's going to allow is allow several guests to come in and participate in there. So all you have to do, so a lot of people right now, and when you're podcasting and when people ask me about, like, you know, how do you set up a podcast and what's the best way to record podcasts? You know, some people, you know, they just record on Google Meet and Zoom and, you know, sure, I'll make your podcast and I'll edit it and stuff like that. But it's just kind of just like Zoom audio and Google Meet. You can always tell, and it's just like bad connections, people using their AirPod mics and stuff like that. And it's just, people come at you sometimes as me, from my perspective as a podcast producer, people come at you with these like unrealistic expectations, and or they completely underestimate the amount of work you actually do to produce like a good quality podcast. And so they, one, expect you to perform miracles with really crappy footage, and then two, they don't want to pay you what you're worth because they think, oh, it's just a recording and some quick little edits and then you publish it. That's absolutely not the case on both counts. There's a lot that goes into it, and if you actually produce a good quality podcast, you'll know that. Every podcast that I make, I strip the audio from the video if it's not already, and I completely mix and master it. I try to pull out lots of ums and ahs, but with video podcasts, it can really just kind of make it look mechanical, like jerking around and just, you know, and also it just, you don't want to sound like a robot. Leave some ums and ahs in there. You're a human and natural speech. And I think with the advent of AI and AI descending upon us, and, you know, people say, what do you think AI is going to replace, you know, podcasters, and they're able to create deep fakes of people. And I have created some video content for people that are recording 15-minute samples of their voice and of their, you know, gestures and their body language, so they can automate some of their ad creation process. But you can always tell something is AI, you know, and so just, I think leaving in some of the ums and ahs, I think artisanship of humanity is going to be something that is going to become more and more valuable in the future. But anyway, back to this. So Video Ninja is open source. So you can bring people in and you can create, and I use OBS Studio. I'm using OBS right now in order to record this and to live stream as well. And you can set up different layouts in OBS. It's totally free, open source. People are, you know, adding plugins and all types of stuff. You can do so much with OBS. Yes, a little more technical, but a lot of people, when they start podcasts, they want to use something like StreamYard or Riverside or Squadcast or Zencaster or Restream, and all those are fine, but they are proprietary packages and they are paid services. You know, and you can easily create a layout. I use StreamYard for University of Ethereum podcasts. For Crypto Sapiens, we use Riverside. But, you know, I would love to take Crypto Sapiens in a direction of only using this open source stuff and Web3 stuff, because that's what Crypto Sapiens is all about. So I think that would be a cool direction to go in, and I'll talk more about that later, but I want to get back to the State of People podcast that I'll be launching here next week. And so, yeah, we'll be using Video Ninja to bring in the guests. We'll be using OBS to actually stream with the stream key, but hold on, that's with the different layouts, and I'll create different layouts of who's speaking at a time, and I'll be able to switch back and forth between them. And then Unlonely app is what I'm actually streaming from right now. And that is, to me, this is my first time streaming from Unlonely. So I'm going to check this out and see if it's something that is like totally worthwhile. So far, so good. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be using too much memory. And it seems to be a pretty crisp stream from what I can tell. If you see something different, definitely go into the chat and let me know. I'm not exactly monitoring the chat right now. So that's why that Riley Beans wanted to hire me to run this back end and the chat and stuff, while, because a lot of people think that they can do, you know, multiple things as the host. Oh yeah, I can also run the stream, you know, I can switch between scenes, and it's a lot. It really is, because being a host as well on a show takes a lot of mental energy, and to really be able to pay attention to your host and to your guests, and to figure out how to respond properly, but then also to have to run a stream, it takes a lot. So there's another value proposition for having a producer on a show. So yeah, this is Unlonely, and it's completely Web3 based. It looks like there's a mint in real time 24/7 on Unlonely follow channel by pixelnunk.eth. But I am actually streaming right here. There's my channel. It looks like there's a bunch of other channels. So I'm going to try to do this. I always hate to sit here and commit on exact dates, because I don't really hold up to them as much as, you know, I should. But it's okay, you know, like I said, this is experimental, and I'm not being paid for this, and I'm trying my best, but I want to try to do this every Friday. I put here at 10 a.m. U.S. Central. It's actually 8:49 a.m., but, you know, my wife is going out of town, and so I'll be having both kids all for the rest of the day. I'm hurrying up and trying to do this now. This is unlonely.app, so I'll be going from Video Ninja with the guests to OBS, bringing them in there, and then taking these stream keys. And let me show you these stream keys here, if it'll pop up while I'm actually streaming. So let me see here. I'm going to bring it in here to the menu. Okay, yeah, you can see right there. All right, so it gives a viewer POV. Here is the stream key and the RTMP ingest. And what you do is you copy those and you bring them into OBS, and you can stream from OBS basically just about anywhere, to YouTube or anywhere, that because this whole RMTP ingest and stream key, it's a protocol, so it can be used on tons of different platforms, and it's open source. And I'm not like an expert on all this stuff, but unlonely.app, another thing that kind of makes it cool and Web3 centric is it uses LivePeer as the place where it hosts the video streams. And that's pretty cool, because LivePeer is a decentralized video network. So it's a decentralized streaming service with a decentralized, well, I don't know if unlonely.app is decentralized, but it's a Web3, because you have to connect your wallet right up here. So it's a Web3 streaming service, and then I'm not sure how, you know, decentralized it is or not, but it's built on top of LivePeer, which is a decentralized video hosting. I don't know what they call it. You know, I'm not the pro in that area, but it's a decentralized video hosting and streaming network, and then from there. I guess I'll take the recording, and then I'm going to create a hyper sub for Eureka Street. And so anybody that subscribes to that can receive automatic drops of the recordings, or, you know, of clips of these recordings. So let me just try to say something really wise. Stay in school, kids. Help your mom and your dad. Respect your parents. Respect your elders. Don't jaywalk. Let me think of something else wise and crafty to say. Keep skateboarding for the rest of your life, or you'll never get old. All right, so that's about 30 seconds. So let me just clip that, and let me see. Words of wisdom. Yeah. All right, so there. I just pulled a clip out, and so let's see if that's going to create a non-fungible clip. So that's something else that Unlonely app can do. So I can drop that clip, I guess, in my hypersub. And then, of course, I'm going to take the recording and upload it to YouTube later, to my YouTube channel. This is going to be, again, episode number 510 of my Eureka Street Creative Podcast. I have an entire catalog of stuff down in there so that you can go and enjoy. So, yeah, this is all... I'm excited again, you know, for the first time in a long time, because I was using Theta TV when I first started out, and I experimented with some other stuff with Odyssey, which was the library token, and I used that for streaming for a little bit too, and then I just went over to YouTube, and then, you know, it's cool, you know, and I've had tons of guests come on, but it just kind of got a little bit in the doldrums. And so finally, with Farcaster and with Unlonely App and Hypersub and all these open source and Web3 tech, this is exactly why I got into all this stuff in the first place. So I'm super excited about it. And then I'm going to take what I publish and I'm going to be putting it up on PermaPress, which is something in JournoDAO that we're working on, to be able to, like journalists, one of the big problems that journalists have is publications that they used to work for, or, you know, that they've done in the past, like something happens with the company or the server and they just, all their work disappears, and this is a place on the blockchain in which they can put their portfolio. So I don't really want to put the screen, okay, here it is, yeah, you know, but you know, it's in testing right now and we're figuring it out. But see, that's another example of, you know, work that I'm doing in the DAO space. So this grant that I've been given and that I've been publishing up on Paragraph XYZ weekly, so go to paragraph.xyz at Eureka Street and you can see all my blog postings for the DAO Punks cohort grant. To circle back to the beginning of this recording, DAO Punks has this grant that they give, you know, and you have to go through the application program and be voted in, and it's for people that want to go full DAO. Well, I've quit my hose plant job in the corporate space. I got awarded the grant, and it's finally given me the time to be able to pursue all this stuff that I've been talking about for like the past half hour now, you know. So I'm super excited about that. And so I've been posting weekly at it here, for, because part of the stipulation of winning the grant is you have to post blog updates on a weekly basis. And you know, one of the blog posts was very personal. My dad died October 19th, 2023, and I recorded a podcast with him. And, you know, he was always about taking risks. And, you know, this is one thing that I'm doing, is I'm taking a risk by going full DAO and full Web3. And so go to my Paragraph blog and check that out. And I'll try to leave a link somewhere. And yeah, I'm excited again. So, yeah. Anyway, I will talk to you all next week, and we'll see how all that goes with the live stream of the state of people here. Go check out that Hypersub, and I'll be posting my Hypersub up fairly soon as well. And yeah, man, we'll get some new, you know, stuff rolling. All right. Let me go ahead and switch back over to this and play my outro music. Y'all have a good week, and hit me up in the comments, in the chats, and all that stuff, and we will see where next week takes us. All right, later.